Harry Potter, but I have the rosebud sheet.
Give item rosebud. Give item dead parents.
If you could love the world with the flick of a switch, would you do it?
Welcome to the F Plus Podcast, an alternate reality where terrible things are read with enthusiasm. In the room tonight, we got Lemon.
I can literally visualize so much better. What the fuck?
Bunny Bread.
I'm shifting to a reality where we use the original intro.
Okay. Frank West.
You can do literally anything with shifting. You can read the last chapter of that discontinued fan fiction you like.
Zarla.
I don't think I can shift to Hogwarts anymore because I shifted there and I scripted Draco to be more soft and nice and I hit him while I was shifting and he started crying and I kept punching him and hitting him and he died.
Oh, wow, same. It's Ganymede.
Starring Blake Lively as Nancy Adams.
And Boots Reingear. I'm not saying Sam Raimi or Benedict Cumberbatch are evil. A lot of what happens in the movie is that the companies say, but isn't it strange how in this movie they portray shifting as possession and it's made out to be an awful evil? With all your power, what would you do? Hey, F Plus.
Hey.
Hi,
hey,
Boots.
Boots.
You all feeling
horny.
Grounded these days? Horny?
Grounded?
Yeah, grounded. Are you feel like, you know...
Yeah, I'm not allowed outside.
Is it grounded and or horny?
Yeah. No, just like established in your place. Like you
yeah,
exist and the reality in which we all live in.
Yeah. Play Nintendo.
My head's in the clouds, but my feet's on the ground.
I probably am grounded, so I can just stick my finger in this light socket, right?
Yeah. That's how that works.
I got in trouble for not doing my homework.
Great, because we're going to get you out of that. We're going to shift realities. We're going to go to /r/shiftingrealities, which is a site where people shift into, alternate universes. Whether it be Harry Potter or anime, which are the most relevant of universes.
Or Harry Potter, but everybody's a foot taller.
That's good.
Ooh.
They're all fictional universes, aren't they? Because otherwise, I'm not interested.
Yeah.
Well, we'll learn about this, but you can use something called a script before you go to sleep and have not a dream, definitely not a dream, to specify anything about the fictional world that you're visiting.
And this has nothing to do with lucid dreaming, I'm sure, right?
So, Boos, you say this is a thing where I can shift from one reality to another reality, right?
Yes.
And this is real? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. The Lizard gave us a document. They gave us a document that covers sites from famous websites, tumblr.com, reddit.com, fandom.com, and deviantart.com.
Oh, boy.
The four big ones.
The four-fecta.
The quadrifecta.
This used to be really big on Amino, too. Don't ask me any more questions about Amino. I don't know how it works.
The final four.
And TikTok.
Great.
The final four.
Oh, yeah. There was a huge TikTok shit. There probably, presumably, still is.
Mm-hmm. Great. So, Ganymede, could you start us off with Shifting for Dummies, the basics?
Hi, I'm Dad Kashi. This is Shifting for Dummies, and I would weigh in and say that shifting is perhaps only for dummies. But here's the basics.
Oh, snap.
Damn, shots.
Oh, wow.
Mom opening gets Lucky Charms, Dad gets
bullshit.
Kashi.
Ooh, my best slams and dad jokes in honor of Dad Kashi. So I just want to put out a few disclaimers here first. I have not yet fully shifted.
Get off the stage.
But I completely believe that I will soon.
What are you doing here?
Get out of here.
I can see why you wrote the guide then, yeah.
This is another thing. Sorry to interrupt so much, but this is another thing we'll see a lot. Everybody
Let
here.
Us learn, baby!
All right.
If they knew how to fully shift, then they'd be out of this reality and they wouldn't be able to write the guide, would they?
It is that simple. Mm-hmm. Listen to the expert, people.
That's true.
No one shift into this one.
Yeah.
I've been getting closer over my last few attempts. Secondly, I am by no means a shifting expert.
Get on the stage.
The basics.
I have done my fair share of research over the last month or so from different platforms. But I feel like I've garnered enough accurate information to give people new to shifting a good rundown. This post is a basic overview of shifting, a few common questions I've seen, as well as some common shifting terminology. Sorry for being long-winded as well. I guess I just like to talk, LOL. If you have any other questions I didn't answer, feel free to comment or DM me.
What is shifting?
Come on, Dad Gushy.
There's a lot of real science and studies done about this concept, but simply, shifting, also referred to as quantum jumping or reality shifting, etc., is moving your consciousness from one reality, the one you're currently in, to a reality that you want to be in.
It's from one realty, by the way, not from one reality.
Isn't this sliders?
You're going to go from a realty to a reality.
There
you're
going to
call it quantum jumping. You're not going to use a different verb.
It's sliding, isn't it?
Well, that et cetera is doing a lot of work.
Left reality, let's stomp.
A common thought process is that every time you make a choice, you're shifting to the reality where you made that decision. Ah, sliding doors. Like picking between an apple and an orange. If you pick the apple, you go to the reality where you chose the apple.
Yep.
But there is still a reality where you chose the orange, or even one where you didn't choose either.
Wow.
Your realities are constantly changing around you. To address another misconception...
If it's a navel orange, that's the dark reality.
That's the bad place.
It's a tangerine. This is the darkest timeline.
I like the idea that like the guy gets to the other side of the Stargate and he like looks around and it all looks familiar and it's like no, you don't understand.
Did I take the apple here? Did I take the apple here?
In 2003, you had an orange.
To address another misconception, reality shifting is not just dreaming. I know it can be confusing, as many methods have you fall asleep and wake up in your desired reality, but there is a difference between lucid dreaming and reality shifting.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Belief!
Yeah, bullshit. That's the
insistence. With lucid dreaming, you can control everything and everybody in your dream. You're in an imaginary place, and everything is how you design it to be.
Mm-hmm.
Reality shifting is different, as everybody in your desired reality is a real person with their own feelings, thoughts, and actions.
Yeah.
With reality shifting, you're just another normal person in that reality with no control over others / events.
They have this glove with like knives on it, and they say quotes that are like kind of funny, but also kind of racist.
So, how do I shift?
Well, anybody can shift. There are tons of methods, except for me, apparently.
Yeah,
there are tons of methods people have used that I'll discuss in another post. But
anybody
the most important
can shift.
I just don't want it. I mean, I'm going to do it as soon as you leave the room.
I love theory crafting.
I'm shifting out of this conversation.
But the most important part is believing that you can. I think somebody called it. I know it sounds silly, but you'll have a much harder time shifting if you have doubts about it. Doesn't sound silly. Does not sound silly to me. Listening to subliminals and repeating affirmations along with doing some of the methods will only get you so far. You have to believe and take the plunge to get there. Some people can shift on their first time. Not many, though. It's absolutely
okay. I heard that it hurts the first time you shift, though.
Yeah.
Only for like a minute. It's absolutely okay if you didn't shift on your first try. It can take a long time to do so. It comes down to experimenting and finding what works for you. I know it can be difficult, but you just have to try and stay positive and certain that you will shift after a failed attempt. I believe in you and know that you can do it.
You've never shifted.
You believe in yourself.
Yeah. You have a dumb
Nobody believed in it. Nobody believed in Dad Kashi is the problem.
Maybe he's looking into a mirror while he's saying this.
That's why they're writing the guide.
Text that was supposed to be some I am to somebody else.
He's Arley, can you take over at this point?
He needs to believe in somebody else who believes in him. He's dead Kamina.
Taking over asking a question, you mean? Like, is it safe?
Yeah.
Is it safe?
Is it safe?
Oh, shifting is completely safe. I know that it sounds a little scary to move to an entire other reality, but you cannot get stuck in another reality. Your consciousness always knows that you're in your DR?
Desired reality. Desired reality.
Oh.
Short for doctor.
You're in your doctor, and that you can leave whenever you want to. As an extra precaution that might make you feel better is to script a return action or word, so that when you say or do it, you can come back to your cur immediately.
Yeah, that stands for croctor.
Like
Freddy's
croctor.
Dead.
Yeah. Go back to your croctor immediately. Okay.
It's a current reality, which raises a number of questions.
Yeah, now that you've given us some acronyms with that explanation, can you give us some terms?
Okay. So, CR, your current reality. Pretty self-explanatory. DR, also self-explanatory. Why am I even answering these questions for you?
Hang on, Mr. Self-explanatory. Mm-hmm. CR stands for your current reality.
Yeah.
And then he says, when you do or say it, you can come back to your current reality?
Yes. Caught. I hope somebody got fired for that.
I think I've found a logic hole.
Bart!
I like that he's stress testing it by using both of the ones he thinks are self-explanatory before explaining what they are. Like, as you can see.
We all know what it means, right?
Yeah, all right, moving on.
This is just for the outsiders. DR, also self-explanatory, your desired reality. Where you're trying to shift to. Script. I describe it as like a blueprint for your DR. You write information about yourself, your relationships, what you want to have in your DR, and even things about how time passes in your DR versus CR. You don't have to write a script, but from everything I've read, it is highly recommended to do so. Safe word, return word, and safe action, return action. Something that you script or decide will return you to your current reality. Remember that you can return to your current reality whenever you want to, but many people script a return word or action as well.
Then why do you? I mean, why would you? If you can do whatever the fuck you want,
why would you want to come back?
But, it's your desired reality for Christmas.
Yeah, exactly. Didn't you fix the problem?
There's somebody hammering on your door in your CR, telling you to get up. It's noon.
But I'm in this place where I chose an orange. Holy shit! You have no idea how awesome it is.
I'm in a reality where I have a job, Mom.
I'm sorry, honey.
Okay, so clone. I wish there were a better term for me to refer to this as, because I know this term sounds kind of scary, but I promise it's not. Your clone is basically another you that you leave behind in your current reality when you are shifting. Your clone is still you.
Oh, fuck yeah!
that's a clone, then.
That's your shed body. They will not go off and do anything crazy while you're in your DR. They will act like you because they are you. There's a lot you can do with scripting in regards to your clone. You can script for your clone to do a certain action.
It's like in The Last Starfighter.
Exactly, yeah.
You can script for your clone to do a certain action while you are shifting, like sleeping, cleaning, doing homework, etc.
It's like Kelvin and Hobbes.
It's multiplicity, baby.
Yeah. Make a bot for your life.
Right. Unfortunately, the people doing this, they don't know what Calvin and Hobbes is.
That's true.
Yeah, otherwise they'd be shifting into Calvin and Hobbes.
Yes.
Another
That's the life.
Perfect reality.
Yeah, marry my tiger husband, finally.
The food kind of sucks over there, though.
Another thing I recommend when
Calvin frequently shifts to the spaceman spiff world.
There's precedent. It's been established. Another thing I recommend when scripting your clone is to lay out how long the time in your desired reality is in your current reality. For example, I scripted that 1 minute is 1 day in my desired reality.
I have a question for you, Dr. Kashi. Do you play a lot of Persona 4?
I'm Dr. Persona 4, thank you.
Okay.
Croctor. Subliminal. A subliminal is basically an audio that you put on that has basically inaudible affirmations laid beneath the audio. It basically affirms your subconscious by repeating phrases like, I will shift tonight, I'm amazing at shifting, I can and will shift, and other things along that line. While not necessary to shifting, it helps to put them on as a way to reaffirm to your consciousness that you can and will shift. I think my favorite.
You're so good at shifting.
Oh, God.
You're the best at shifting. Everyone's
night, baby.
Everyone's jealous at how good you are at shifting.
We're getting into L. Ron Hubbard territory now.
There's a bunch of links to their favorites, too. Affirmations.
Later.
I kind of mentioned them above, but they're basically short phrases that you repeat to yourself, either in your head or out loud, whatever works best for you, to convince your consciousness that you can and will shift. this is like a businessman thing from the 80s. Guided meditation. Another thing not necessary to shift, but extremely helpful is meditation. Sitting for anywhere from 5 to 20 minutes and clearing your head to focus on shifting before attempting to do so is highly recommended. From reading posts to watching videos from those who have shifted. Guided meditations are also good if you're not used to meditating, or if you need help getting into the proper mindset. I think that the general consensus is that these two are the best guided meditations among the shifting community. Anyways, that's it for me on this one. Like I mentioned above, sorry for being so long-winded.
Double semicolon.
Yeah, how would you do that emoticon? It's like a sweat drop. Frank?
Yeah. How would I do... Sorry, I was just distracted by figuring out how many of these videos that they linked had anime images.
How do you pronounce double emoticon as an double semicolon?
Double semicolon.
Sorry, dummy, double semicolon.
Double semicolon.
Perfect, yes. Okay. I hope this helped you out with some common questions, and if you have any other questions along the same topic I didn't post about, feel free to ask or DM me. Except when I'm going to shift. That's my business. Yeah. I can do whatever I want. Just haven't done it yet.
Hey, plus, my name's Skazart, kid.
Oh, hello.
Hi, welcome to my Tumblr.
I got to see this layout.
Yeah! Would you believe there's a lot of animated GIFs on it? It's very surprising!
On Tumblr? Weird.
Yeah!
Okay, but the animated GIFs are like longer than 2 seconds, right?
No! Sure.
Oh.
And they're of things other than the Marvel Universe, right?
No!
Okay.
Captain America's saying a sassy thing! Okay. So this is scripting 101. Thank you for talking about scripting. So now I'm going to get further in here. Mm-hmm. Scripting is 100% optional, depending on your method, but it is very helpful for visualizing and figuring out different details about the reality you're trying to shift to. It's always helpful to go over your scripts before you shift, and or put them under your pillow while you shift. Here's some things that I typically script and that I've learned to avoid. The both of them. Okay, so no negativity.
I'm out.
Why am I even doing this?
But what? Okay.
Okay.
All right. Fine. Throughout your script, try to keep negative energy away. Shifting is all about having a positive mindset and happy energy. If you're scripting that you can't do this and you're not capable of doing things, you won't get far. Often people say words like "I can't" or "I don't" in your script. Mm-hmm. It's, yeah,
that's
it's Montessori
ideal?
School of
like,
scripting.
Yeah, this is...
a format doesn't matter, by the way. You can script on your phone or on physical pieces of paper. That decision's up to you. You can also write it out if you'd like, whether it be in bullet points or sections or templates or other. Ooh. Pictures are also very encouraged. Mm-hmm.
Can I have my hanging kitten?
Can they be
poster?
Animated?
Yeah, I was just going to ask about the animated part. Two seconds max.
So here's some helpful things to script.
Okay. Great.
Your safe word or your action to shift Wait. Back.
And you need
no
a safe
further
word?
Context. Okay. The things that you're immune to, you know, like acne and death and bloating.
So acne came first, meaning that's a bigger fear than death.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Stretch marks, yeah. Cholera.
It's a problem because I am immune to death.
Mm-hmm.
It does beg the question reality, what et cetera now. Means in this context.
Yeah. Pickles.
Then there's the relationships with other people. Ugh. Anyway, the time difference. This one is actually super important.
Okay.
Do not script 1 second in my CR equals open quotation mark at all.
Bad formatting.
Yeah. Don't do that. It'll be a string error. Your JavaScript will get errors.
They're going to throw your resume away if they see that.
This will take a ton of mental energy. Instead, try open quote 5 seconds in my CR equals Open
the
quote.
Same shit. Wait, okay.
Wait, so you can't... You, 1 second in my CR equals is bad, but 5 seconds in my CR equals is good.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you got it.
That's four
yeah.
more seconds, Boots, what? You what? Idiot.
Yeah. What's confusing about that?
Because we don't have the right side of the equation.
Yeah, but it's four bigger. I just said.
Okay. It's a null value. Besides, because then it's not as intense. See? You may think more time is better, but it can be draining. I personally do... And now, open apostrophe, 5 seconds in my CR equals 1 week in my DR, close quote.
Right.
Another string error. Sorry about that. And after doing the math, it's a lot more time than I thought.
What?
Equals is three times. This is a math equation here.
Okay, so if you did 1 second in my CR equals 1 week in my DR, that would just be very inefficient.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Do the math, man.
So 5 seconds is 1 week. Is way
better. Okay, so also write down the skills you want. Like, what are you good at? Like baking or singing or writing?
Lying to yourself.
Lying online.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it would be nice to lie online. That would be great. I would like that. What a world! You also want to write where you wake up. You can choose to wake up in your DR bedroom, but it's really up to you. It's also helpful to script what your five senses experience once you've successfully shifted. Like what you smell, and what you taste, and what you hear, and what you feel, and also what you taste.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's all five. Yeah, that's all five.
And then...
Do you taste?
Oh, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay. Kind of there's not, like, there's another seven senses there easily. Yeah,
and the rest.
And all that other shit.
I shifted the reality right. Double taste.
Yeah.
I'm a super taster. You should also write down affirmations, no more context. You should also write down not feeling overwhelmed. A lot of people script that they feel overwhelmed or scared when they need... So when they shift, so they accidentally scare themselves awake. So like, try shifting, you feel peace once you shifted.
Why would you?
And then another emoticon there, Frank West. Thanks, thanks a bunch. I'm done. Like I'm, yep, all good.
Hey,
back to posting more gifts.
Great. Frank has found another post from Xtar Kid.
Yes, you said that affirmations, no further context. That's where you're wrong. Post of shifting affirmations by Star Kid. Repeat these in your head or aloud throughout your day and while you're trying to shift. I am shifting. I am a master shifter. I shift all the time. I am shifting to my desired reality. I am
I'm a
in.
Model, you know what
I mean. And I do my little shift on the catwalk.
I am in my desired reality. I am my desired self. I have shifted successfully.
Pete, please, can you just put the papers on my desk?
Why don't you shift to the reality where I did? I trust myself. I am powerful. I am enough. I can shift. I can shift easily. I am confident in my ability to shift. I am capable of shifting. I believe.
This is not dumb.
I think it's like, I can do it, I have done it, I'm also capable of doing it, so...
Pete, we're in a meeting, please, can you just do this some other time?
You're talking to my clone!
This does not make you uncomfortable.
I believe in myself, I have the ability to shift, I am going home.
Pete, wait.
Okay. No. Thanks for stopping by.
You should be to reality where I leave work early.
I will reach my desired reality. I will shift. I will go home.
Yeah, you said that.
I am
taking my GameCube controller.
I can do this. I can shift! Remember that your loved ones in your desired reality miss you.
Oh.
They can't wait for you to return home.
Really?
I believe in each and any one of you. You will shift. Even if it takes a little practice first.
This dark kid has like a secret family.
Every little step counts. You're so close.
So one of the tags on this post is Draco Malfoy, by the way.
Of course.
Of course it is.
Ooh, let's just look at that tag.
He said all this in the fifth book.
That's why it was so long.
Well, not in the fifth book in our reality.
Yeah.
Hey, Bunny Brad.
Yeah, hey, Bunny.
So up next in the document, we've got some shifting scripts. Let's scroll down a little bit to MC Championships. We've got somebody from fandom. The page appears to no longer exist.
Oh.
So.
Oh, wait. No. The page simply shifted to another reality.
Okay, correct.
Gonna have to track it down.
The lizard shifted into a proper reality to give us this excellent content.
Thank God.
Oh, that's how EC2 instances work.
Yeah. And so we've heard a lot about scripts, but I want to know what they look like, what they sound like, and I'm sure this is going to help. So please give us MC Championships scripts
now
for reality shifting.
MC Master of Ceremonies or MC Main Character or MC
Minecraft,
I'm a fucking moron.
Probably.
Okay.
It's gonna be Minecraft.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
That's a good point. Okay.
Yeah, I'm seeing the usernames of a lot of Minecraft YouTubers.
Oh, it's Minecraft YouTubers. Oh. So you're shifting into a world where your parasocial relationship is
I will remind
just
you these are teenagers.
So you have to not pronounce any consonants.
I'm shifting into my own parasocial relationship here. Good.
Hello, folks. Welcome back to the MC Championships. By the way, I cannot feel pain. Any trauma gotten into my desired reality will not transfer to my whatever when I shift back. My Croctor, excuse me. My Croc-o bullshit. My safe word is...
Come on, Barbie, let's go park.
Damn it. Do you know what? If you would have given me a second.
I didn't, because I didn't want you to have it. I took it from you.
Why you didn't get that second?
Mine.
Any hoodle, I'm 18 years old. I have pale, flawless skin. Well, you're half right. I have long, black hair. Well, probably
hell
not.
Yes.
I have black and white horns, as one does.
Oh, Are they like checkerboard, like a scalp?
Yeah. Sort of a houndstooth pattern. All right. I'm wearing a long, oversized black shirt with a white square in the middle, along with a rose in the square.
Yeah, I think I'm going to pick the schoolgirl for, like, more agility.
No,
you know,
no, too late. Too yeah. fucking late.
I saw
late.
Some preps
no,
across
no,
the way.
No.
I put up my middle finger at them.
All right. I am unable to die, but if I get killed... I will become a ghost / spectator until the game ends. That's not specter, that's spectator. Okay.
A spectator. Yeah.
Right, my team is Aqua Axolotz. Go on, say it. Say Barbie Girl again.
Nope.
Just do it. I can see what time it is in my CR.
Dr. Jones, calling Dr. Jones.
Yeah. Dr. Jones.
I once. I shift my eyes. They will open automatically. Oh, this is some amazing shit.
Ranbu
is a real... I don't know what the fuck is happening. Ranbu isn't banned in MCC for the slingshot game purposes, by the way. I'm assuming some people are nodding to this.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
My team members are Tommy Innit, come on, and one person shifting with me. If I'm not shifting with anyone, right, then the other team members is Wilbur Snoot. Oh, suit. Oh, fucking British thing.
That's the thing. I like the username of Tommy Innit, and I bet Tommy Innit sucks.
Yeah,
odds are high.
I will know when I am in my DR when one of my team members, Tubbo, tap me on my shoulder. My team will win the game. When I win the game, I will shift out 5 minutes later. Would I
win Minecraft?
That's my whole dream. That's it. I will win a game of Minecraft.
Let's move to another reality.
I can answer that question, but I'm too depressed that I can't answer that question to answer that question.
We'll have a question and answer session.
You would depress me by answering it.
Yeah, that's true.
You gotta
I would.
Keep your
that's
dreams
enticing.
Unachievable so that you keep striving.
When I am in my DR, I will be shown as I join the MCC server. my DR looks realistic and not blocky.
Why are you playing it,
though? Yeah, I just...
Why are you playing Minecraft?
I don't think you understand aesthetics, do you?
Ultra-realistic Minecraft, so good.
I can see the blocks. Mining in my DR is just like Minecraft. It's astounding. Wow. Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. I know.
In my design.
Sometimes I have to go to sleep, and then I can't play Minecraft unless...
Wait a damn minute here!
I like to just shift into a reality where Minecraft was made by CD Projekt Red.
I want to shift into reality where I have friends.
Oh my god, imagine CD Projekt Red writing Java.
CD Projekt Redstone.
Oh, very good. Very good. Hey, Frank.
That's me.
We're going to skip down a little bit to Shifting Homes Hogwarts script.
Oh.
So I guess you're shifting home. And tell us a little bit about your Hogwarts script.
First, let me just click through on the link. There's nothing here!
Yeah.
They shifted away.
That was fast.
They're gone.
Oh my god, they did it.
Well. The front page of Tumblr is even worse than it used to be.
I mean, you could just say that anytime you visit a Tumblr.
Yes.
It's true.
How does it keep getting worse? I was just here a second ago.
It's Shingy's fault.
Oh, I wish. I miss you, Shingy. I'm shifting into Shingy. Or at least a universe where he's still around.
I was going to say a Fantastic Voyage style, or...
A little snippet from my script. I'm still tweaking it slightly, but yeah, I am pretty happy with it.
Great.
Please ignore my bad handwriting and any speller or grammar mistakes and or any other issues. I have a learning disability and a neurological disability that hinders things like that.
I'm pretty happy with it. It's pretty bad, and I won't work on it.
Transcript. When I shifted into my desired reality, I cannot get sick, get in any major harm, and I cannot die. Anything I encounter will not traumatize me. I cannot get stuck in my desired reality. I will know I have successfully shifted when I smell oranges and feel...
Why is oranges such a big thing here?
Have you just never met an orange before? Like this...
Look, they you don't know how me. Good the orange realities are so good.
Yeah. They're way
every single time
orange.
You've eaten an apple, you could have been in an orange reality. Yeah.
Orange is the new reality, right?
With more points than cherries, too.
I do like that this one's like they got a learning disability and a neurological disability and all sorts of shit. But when they shift it to their desired reality, they just can't get sick. They don't want to fix anything about their brain, no. I just don't want to have the sniffles.
As soon as I have shifted, my eyes will open. My desired reality will pause when I leave it. To return to my current reality, I will tap my heels together 3 times with the intention of leaving.
Wow, that's good. I'm going to write that down. What the fuck?
Yeah, a little bit of a classic throwback there for you film buffs.
Wait a minute.
Plagiarism doesn't exist in my desired reality.
I thought these desired realities are real. Why can you just pause them when you leave? Isn't that a dream?
Huh.
No, shut up. No, okay. You're negative. You'll never shift.
Oh, cast her aside.
No.
She's a witch.
I'm clean.
I'll shift to reality where you'll like me again, so there.
There's literally only one rule in this community, and it's you can't disagree with anybody, so you're out.
More or less. My desired reality will pause, but everyone will remain aware of their surroundings.
I have a safe word to return to my current reality. It is hopscotch. If someone else says hopscotch to you, does that like just
oh man, come out of your on, body. Bob.
Oh yeah, then it's like being John Malkovich. It's gonna be
Frank West. How often
I've banished the time
do
freezing demon.
Oh, I just mean like a deliberate thing, like when I tell people's Alexas to
like
do things on the
they
podcast.
They have to say it 3 times.
Oh,
and then they banish you.
If an alarm goes off or my clone is woken up, a bell will chime to tell me. When I am in my desired reality, 1 hour in my current reality is equal to 1 day in my reality. Life in my desired reality will follow the plot of Harry Potter, but no one dies. It will be 1976, and I will be in my 6th year at Hogwarts in the Marauders era.
What?
I don't know if that's... Is that the plot of Harry Potter?
I only like the backstory to Harry Potter.
But that's his parents dying.
Yeah, well, they won't now. Because nobody will ever die.
Because he'll be friends with me.
Harry Potter is in this world.
I'll fix it. I'll fix it. And I'm beautiful, and everybody loves me. And I'm going to date Draco Malfoy.
And Harry loves me.
And the world will immediately become overpopulated because no one ever dies. The hell world you have created.
No, I'll pause it when I leave. It's fine.
No, oh, that's true. My clone will actually...
The Tumblrite will lock the earth.
My clone will actually, as I normally do, when I'm in my desired reality. My clone will not tell anyone I have shifted. I will know what my clone did once I returned from my desired reality. I will remember what happened in my desired reality. Mm-hmm. Page 2.
My clone opened a savings account.
Oh god, what is my clone
done?
Took out
so many credit cards, oh shit, oh shit.
In my desired
pounding. Was my clone drinking again?
It's worse, he started Minecraft YouTubing.
Oh wait, my clone also shifted, and this is my clone's clone.
Fuck.
Come on.
And this one's a little bit dumber than the one previous. Oh.
Yeah, my clone doesn't do good scripting. Yeah. So
they, it's just a happy face drawn down over and over. Yeah.
In my desired reality, I exist as I am described in my script. People in my desired reality will exist as they are described in my script. People will still behave as they do in Harry Potter. If not scripted, they will act as they do in Harry Potter. Everyone can speak English. Why don't you just let yourself speak other languages? Like, you can... Nobody
up.
Will ask questions.
Because I didn't think of... Shut up!
Yeah, that's actually rule number 2.
I guess maybe somebody ended up in, like, Spanish Harry Potter at one point and was like, guys, you have to specify...
I didn't understand a fucking word.
Getting closer and closer. I found Esperanto, Harry.
I was stuck there until I learned how to say hopscotch in Spanish.
In Esperanto.
Nobody will ask questions about where it came from or why I'm there. Everyone knows who I am, as if I have been Hogwarts since 1st year. Hogwarts stunning and magical. I know Hogwarts very well, like the back of my hand.
Hogwarts
I can navigate...
stunning and magical.
Hogwarts stunning magical.
I can navigate the halls with ease. I can always find the room of... I can always find the room of requirement when it is needed.
That's kind of its whole deal, if memory
serves. That is a Harry Potter thing, so... Yep.
The password to my common room will always be Sherbert Lemon. Oh. So just, like, in addition, also, I don't want to remember some dumb passwords.
I'm doxing my DR. You can get into my common room now.
There's no two-factor authentication in this.
I have permission to go to Hogsmeade. I can drink, too. Okay. Yeah. I guess. My professors at Hogwarts like me, and I get great grades without having to study very hard.
Nice. Okay. Still have to study a little.
I am friendly with all the ghosts and paintings. None of my friends or family can die. None of the Hogwarts staff can die. Oh. In my desired reality, I will always have money. I always smell nice. I do not get my period.
You know what? I get it. I get it.
I get it, but also these are very, like, just, it's mostly Harry Potter, and then it's also, but, like, you know. Just like you wrote the Harry Potter, like, you know what would be nice?
Isn't this just fantasizing?
No.
I am physically fit. No. Oh my god, you're kicked out again. How'd you even get back here?
Not that. It's not dreaming. Do I need to get the list out again?
I didn't shift back here.
Sure didn't with that attitude. People and places will have the same aesthetic of the photos and descriptions in my script. If there is no photo or description, it will look as it does in Harry Potter. Anything not scripted will be like it is in Harry Potter and in my own head canons. My script can be altered or added to over time. My desired reality will change accordingly. This is very rough, as I did speech to text on my phone because I was too lazy to completely type it.
I but love also, it.
It'll be your script can be altered or added to overtime. So, yeah, you can
I'm
put it in
overtime. I'm still tweaking it slightly, but yeah, I'm pretty happy with it.
Yeah. Also, this is going to be your whole reality you're going to experience for several like subjective years. But you did it on speech to text on your phone.
Yeah.
Come
yeah,
on,
in the shit world, in the non Harry Potter world. I'm trying to book a fucking train ticket, man. I'm trying to get out.
I mean, I still have my
have
phone
you seen
in Harry
me
Potter
in this
world.
Reality, I am disgusting.
I don't smell good.
Yeah, I got my period
I'm
like always.
Constantly on my period.
All the ghosts and paintings hate me.
All the Hogwarts staff are dead.
The password to my room, I never sherbet.
All right, we're heading back to Reddit.
Thank God.
My name is it's called a tumor.
I'm sorry, your name's what?
It's called a tumor.
Okay.
It is, in fact, a tumor.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, I get it.
That's your last name? It is, in fact, a tumor?
Yep. Yeah, Robert, it is, in fact, a tumor. Hey, what are your guys' stupidly unrealistic families that you've scripted? Yeah, you can switch to an alternate reality with a better family. That's great. I'm not lying when I say that I literally scripted Lord Boros from OPM is my father, and Zuko and Satima are my two brothers.
Damn.
Fuck.
Scripting is just...
Fuck this website.
Writing it down. Why would you stand the game by lying?
Fuck!
Hey, I am Remarkable Accident 45. I once scripted that I had a huge family, like 12 members. My stepfather was Harry Styles, and my biological mother was Taylor Swift. Huh? My other step-siblings were all my faves anime characters.
Shut
skull
up!
Emoji.
Cool. That sounds so cool.
Wow. I feel you, Remarkable Accident
45. There's a universe. There's a universe, but that's real.
Yeah.
Do you
my
ever
stepfather
feel
specifically?
Do you ever feel the urge to seek out your dream reality biological father?
Well, no. The stepfather
are
thing
you
was
just
so,
fine letting
me
say?
So Remarkable Accident could fuck Harry Styles as it's okay in the porno world. That's why.
You gotta keep your options open.
There we go.
That's exactly it.
Yep.
It's gotta be why it's a stepfather.
Yep. and biological mother was Taylor Swift. See?
Buddy Brad, you're basically I do you.
Yeah, I know I'm basically I do you. Shut up, dude. Don't tell me who I am. I did you. Yeah. Okay, so, anyways, I'm posting from, let's see here, parking lot of a shutdown Arby's. That's where I shift to. It's pretty awesome. I did that about a month ago. Anyways, I'm sorry. I scripted that my fathers are a younger Johnny Depp and Tom Hiddleston. Unfortunately, I can't fuck them. Because, really, they're fathers. One of them got pregnant. We live in a mansion with a bunch of farm animals. Because that's what you fill up with mansions with, farm animals.
Wow. The animals are in the mansion?
What a good conversation you all are having.
Yes.
Yeah. Then one last one, Zarla, please.
Yeah. I am Cupid's arrows. Let's see. My dad is insanely tall and British. He and my mom
met... He's insanely British.
He's insanely tall and insanely British.
Let's all have crumpets!
He's both David Mitchell and Robert Webb.
He and my mom met when she was studying abroad in England, and she went to a bar that my dad's punk band was playing at. My dad is 54, but somehow looks like he could be 21, and he is a leftist progressive activist. My mom is basically a goth bimbo and looks like I want to look like when I'm old. She also looks really young for her age, and she's openly bi. They both love to cook, and they're really good at it. My dad is a neurosurgeon, and my mom is a lawyer. I'm an only child, and my parents are very nice and supportive. We lived in a nice apartment in San Diego when I was younger, but we moved to basically a beach house mansion in a small town on the California coast when I was 3. My parents were very supportive when I wanted to dye my hair and listen to rock music when I was younger. Oh. My dad taught me how to surf, and my mom taught me how to impress girls when I came out to her. When my band took
Mother,
off...
Father, I would like to listen to rock music.
This rock music, you say? When my band took off, they let me tour around the world even though I was only 16 at the time, and they didn't pressure me to go to college. Now they're letting me go on a huge three-month-long music festival tour. This is super unrealistic coming from someone who lives in a middle-class Midwest suburbia with homophobic centrist parents who are going to force me to go to college and live my life as a miserable lawyer or something.
That last sentence was unnecessary. We know exactly who you are. Don't worry.
Subject
extrapolatable in its entirety from the rest of the
You worry, baby.
Wait, I forgot to mention I play the French horn.
We're going to move into the next section of the document, which is called People Talk About Their Experiences with Reality Shifting, which is very good.
All right.
My name is Milky Way V.
Okay.
And I got to say, I know a lot of young HP fans shift to get railed by Draco LMAO. Would this affect your virginity in your current reality? Just asking out of curiosity.
Oh, if you're fucking your dreams, you fuck for real.
Note to mods, kind of wary about posting this because in the rules it said don't bring up drugs or alcohol, but it doesn't mention sex. So sorry if this isn't allowed. I'm pretty young myself and I don't find it inappropriate, so YH?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah with no?
Yeah, I don't know.
So
she ain't got time to write all that big word of yeah. She's got to get railed.
Yeah. Yeah, what? Fuck the pain away.
Need to shorten this one syllable word to two syllables.
Yeah.
There's nothing interesting in the responses there. Hey, Lemon.
Yeah, what's up?
I heard you finally did it.
I finally did it! I'm definitely not Lulu.
Good. We hate Lulu.
Fuck her.
Lulu got banned.
Holy crap, this stuff is real! So, just a heads up, I did not shift to Hogwarts.
Okay.
Well, fuck this shit.
Trigger warning.
Coming out against the allegations.
Okay, I shifted to My Hero Academia, and it's not like I wanted to go to Hogwarts, but ended up in My Hero Academia. I wanted to go to My Hero Academia.
Okay, good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why mention Hogwarts?
I was doing something called the left brain method and started to feel really hot and floaty, and I continued saying affirmations until the symptoms stopped. I figured, crap, I didn't shift, but then I smelled ramen, which I scripted that I would smell. Mm-hmm. So I opened my eyes, and my room was different. And then it's an emoji, so that's not you, Frank West. So I'm looking over this way.
The eyes.
You got a shirt that says sickos.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. It's hard to explain, but it appeared 2D, like the show, but it felt so real. So I was freaking out, and I saw the feminine UA uniform laid out on my floor, and I was just literally so happy I'd shifted. It's scripted, it was my first day, so I just kind of threw on my uniform. Then I went to a bus stop, apparently. I scripted, I knew where it was, I mean, automatically. Okay. So, to make this shorter, mm-hmm. I'm just going to say that I saw my Doria at the bus stop and almost started freaking out, because this is real. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I spent a good 4 days at UA. Here's just some weird random stuff I did. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Bullet points. I'm sure it's fucking...
Right. Yeah. This is all going to make a lot of sense to all of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, none of us have watched this show. Anyway. Stupid. Done that, so. Yeah, just read the stuff. I don't know.
I'm gonna, you know, I know that, like, there's a lot of, like, you know, plays and, like, taking over that Twitter space, right? There's Mastodon, and there was, like, there's other ones that I can't remember.
Co-host.
Hive.
Co-host, Hive.
Hive, that'd be one of them. Yeah, so, here's what I'm thinking of, and this Parler. Is just a replacement. This is just... No, okay. Twitter's basically Parler at this point.
Here's what I'm thinking. We're going to replace all social media with just a website that says, I also like the pop culture thing you like. And you just go to it and it says that, and then you just look at that for a while.
You feel validated looking at it.
Just smile.
Yeah, exactly.
But what if you want to argue with that thing about they're not liking it correctly?
Oh, well, there's a toggle. Oh, okay. So it's like...
Yeah, you flip a switch and the word, like, I don't like, the yeah, don't yeah, comes
yeah.
down.
Or I like it differently, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, that is true. I like it, but for different yeah, reasons.
It's like a cardboard sign that falls down from the top.
You could just get away with a reskin of Sisyphus.
Like working? All right. Okay, so here's the thing. Katamari was noticing Kaminari. I'm gonna say Katamari, fuck it. He kept noticing me like I was about to faint on the first day because I was literally so excited, and I think he was a bit suspicious of me. That was a bullet point. That was a thing that happened. Mm-hmm. I came in eighth for the quirk assessment test. The quirk assessment test! Shame on you, Franklin.
Look, sometimes there was a period in my life where I had a lot of time. That's all I've got. Yep.
So I came in eighth in the quirk assessment test. Then I sit with Lydia and Midoriya and Tanuki Suit and Urakika at lunch. That was pretty cool. Literally everyone was so nice, obviously except for Minita. Sure. And then, like, Bakugo hates me. Thank you for giving me this boot. Bakugo hates me because, you know, on the first day in All Might's class, they do the thing where one team is the heroes and the one team is the villains. Thanks, Boots. Basically, Bakugo and Lydia were on the evil team, and me and Midoriya were on the hero team. And when we were walking back to the observation area, Bakugo kept yelling at me for sneaking past him. And I kept making the joke, like, no need to turn this into such a heated
argument. Frank, interrupt him!
And, you know, like,
wait, why am I interrupting you?
Look at Discord.
Oh. Oh.
Wait, no, I have more bullet points. Oh, there's more interesting things that happened.
No, what is it?
Oh, what a perfectly constructed thing I did.
You wow. Fucking nailed it.
Where? That's not even... Oh, science. I completely misread that. I'm interrupting Lemon.
Oh, you're interrupting Lemon now. Good.
Oh. Yeah. No edit point needed.
No edit point needed. Keep all of this.
You know, they say the secret to comedy is timing.
Oh, let me read another bullet point.
Yeah.
No, the complete shifting science.
Do it, bullet.
I'm user
Nina
slash
gave me candy. What?
I'm user slash little runner. This is the complete shifting science. My 6-page summary of the reason why shifting is scientifically proven through atomic models and quantum theory.
Okay.
And
my own personal then.
And my own quantum. Personal theory relating it to human consciousness and shifting. I said it was detailed before, but now it is actually detailed.
Well, I'm hooked. I've been waiting for an explanation for all this.
Yeah, and if you go to it, it says deleted by user, removed.
They took him down.
Oh, yeah, that user deleted their account. TLDR, if you don't want a summary of anything, just skip to my theory towards the bottom, because that's where I tie this back to shifting. I don't want to hear anyone on this subreddit say they are skeptical about shifting until you have clicked on all the links, looked into all these topics, and if you still think this is fake, you can contact some of the scientists in the research paper I linked and ask them if it's real.
Yeah, I'm sure that'd be happy.
If you want to be a real scientist, you can't start from a place of skepticism.
Physics deals with our physical world, which we are very familiar with. Yeah. In this world, we have cause and effect, and we deal with the forces involved with the physical events we observe. In quantum physics, we deal with the randomness and uncertainty of physics, attempting to explain and understand complex ideas like how particles travel as waves of probabilities and collapse when they come into contact with certain things. Quantum jumps. In quantum physics, there is something called a quantum jump. Contrary to what you probably believe, quantum jumps are not magical, extraordinary events. They happen every day, all day. Quantum jumping occurs on the electron level, within atoms.
Them quantum
are
always jumping.
So, like, my atoms can, like, jump out of Do I have to convince all of my Adams?
Adams be jumping, baby.
I've heard that black Adams walk like this. Mm-hmm.
Was that the Rock?
Like the Rock? God damn it.
Yeah.
And Patch Adams walks like this.
It's also that joke. Sure, why not?
The black Adam, Patch Adams can dichotomy.
In an atom, an electron can jump to different orbitals. An atom has a center, and around it are the orbitals, and the orbitals are the electrons. Here's a model of what that looks like. But we can also imagine the center of the atom is like our solar system's sun, and each electron is a planet that has certain paths that orbit around the sun, like this link to something.
I was hoping these would be pictures of Draco Malfoy.
That's a drawing of Draco Malfoy with an erection.
Yeah, that's it. That's just what most of these links are, actually. Yeah.
That's what everybody is orbiting around.
This is the Dracocentrism model.
And then it describes some stuff. In the past, scientists thought that the process of quantum jumping was instantaneous. But a recent discovery published in the Nature Journal of Science shows us that electrons can be halted in the state of quantum jumping, showing us that there is a very minute period of time where the electron is in transit between orbitals. The whole project is called atomic electron transition, which can be summed up as the way the electrons gain and lose energy. Oh boy, this is just like... When do you stop citing Wikipedia? When do you stop copy-pasting Wikipedia?
Say Boots, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Do you have any problems with the phrase atomic electron?
Nope.
Okay.
No, it's an electron at the atomic level. It makes sense.
Okay.
They can get to be the size of house cats.
You feed them wrong, and those sons of bitches do get fat.
Clifford the Big Red.
Look at this big red fucking Adam standing next to a tree. Getting that cat out of that tree.
Oh, you are very red, Adam, aren't you?
Oh, Clifford the super giant. I mean, this whole paragraph is here to make a teenager go, this is boring as hell. I'll take your word for it, right?
Like, I mean, it's also making me do that. I'm skipping ahead.
Those are science words.
Great. Sounds good. You can tell me about My Hero Academy some more instead.
I want to hear about your theory. Tell me about your theory.
Give me that theory, baby.
Okay, blah, 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 blah. Stephen Hawking. He solved
I know who
this paradox.
Is. What's an electron?
He solved this paradox in his final paper, naming a concept called soft hair. He said that black holes have hair that is really soft protons. Soft protons are particles of light with no energy that are left behind after a black hole evaporates. They are invisible to us, but they surround us at all times because these soft photons are remnants of every black hole that has ever existed. Since black holes have existed since the beginning of time and space, and since we now know that black holes have also encoded all the matter and light they have ever absorbed, we can also conclude that everything that ever has existed is encoded by these black holes. Mm. We can conclude this. You and I together, you have to agree with me. Yeah.
It is known.
Before I saw this Reddit post, I just thought, what the bleep do we know?
actually, there's... Okay.
Well. Absolutely.
Oh, does it really?
Yep.
Oh my god.
Actually, to that end, so you give your theory. So Frank West, if you can scroll down to my theory,
I'm shifting to the world described in what the bleep do we know.
So scroll down in my theory. Then he's got some bold bullet points there.
Oh my god.
Mm-hmm. Should I read the whole thing or just? Oh, the bullet points.
Nah,
yes.
This is just your theory. Yeah, we got it.
God. Mm-hmm. Okay, so my personal theory is that about all of this and how it relates to shifting is that we are electromagnetic fields in the same way an electron is. Right. Mm-hmm. If we are both electromagnetic fields, then we must have to follow the same basic rules as an electron in order to exist.
We have to kiss.
We are made up of electrons, yep. And so therefore we are electrons. Yeah.
Can't you feel the power of the attraction?
Yeah. It's all electrons all electrons. Day, 24/7. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. All right.
Yeah. That's why electrolytes are so important.
Insides on loop for my life. That's just what my brain has come up with.
Orbital and unlovable orbital.
How is the MDMA in your reality there? But it's
amazing.
Smells like oranges. It's pretty fucking good.
Yeah. Oh my god, that's the orange thing! No. They're taking vitamin C! They're all taking emergency!
Oh, it's, it makes so much sense now.
So much sense,
we cracked the code.
Yeah.
These bastards just got scurvy, don't they? And that's it. They just, like that's the whole thing.
They keep shifting realities where they don't have to eat oranges.
Frank, just scroll down to the bold part of your theory, if you wouldn't mind.
This would also explain why we know drinking water helps us to shift.
Right.
We are essentially improving our ability to conduct electricity, energy, through our body. Because our body is mostly water, and water is a conductor.
Plus, folks that have never drank water, they rarely shift. That's just I mean, you know.
This would explain all the symptoms of shifting, such as vibrations, seeing a white light, and feeling numb or tingling.
Yeah, also dying.
In my current, desired reality, I am getting plenty of fiber.
It also explains why there is a period during the shifting process where we need to maintain the level of focus on the new reality entirely, or we stop feeling symptoms and don't shift. The reason that symptoms stop partway sometimes and you don't shift is that, just like an electron, you need enough energy to jump from one place to another. You're harnessing that energy, and just like the scientists were able to stop the electron in mid-jump or stop it from jumping altogether, you can stop this process too by turning your attention away from where you're going.
I turned my back on you.
When did the scientists stop the electron in mid-jump?
Somewhere up there.
And the scientists did
all
that.
The text. I don't know.
Lennon, do I have to kick you out of this fucking community too?
Depends. Are you going to talk about My Hero Academy again?
I'm going to make you talk about it. Depends. Dude, I need you to go home and do 15 My Hero Academias and come back.
Presenting the triple slit experiment.
And 5 Hail Harry styles.
Thank you. If I was Johnny Carson, I would have paid you $9 for that joke. Yeah.
Unfortunately, Boots will have to cover this one.
Hey, oh, shit. Boots, you owe him $9 for that joke.
That's $21, I think. Okay, go to PayPal.
Yay.
None of us get paid for this podcast except for Frank West via Boots.
I was going to say, I didn't realize so much money changed hands with the echelons of this.
Well, yeah, changed too specifically.
And this is why any method works, but all methods produce the same symptoms. Every method is a way to successfully create enough intentional energy directed towards where you're going that you vibrate off your plane of existence here and onto another orbital or three-dimensional plane of matter. But it doesn't just explain shifting symptoms or why... My theory also explains clones. In the atomic model, if you remove an electron, another one takes its place, an identical electron. So when you jump to a new orbital, or when you shift your consciousness into a new reality, you are essentially an electron that was removed from your orbital.
What are atoms in this world?
Yeah, what?
Well, it says essentially, Lemon. Obviously, this can't be applied broadly to everything.
Atoms, okay. I guess atoms are multiverses?
So, like, if you had a sack and you just kept putting electrons into it, would you have, like, infinite electrons because they would just keep respawning? Is that what's going on here?
Okay.
Tarn is going to fix it.
And finally, I will wrap up my theory by saying that it makes sense why we're even able to contemplate other realities, because we are constantly exposed to these soft photons that are all around us, just like photons, light is. And the soft photons interact with us, electromagnetic fields of consciousness inhabiting a human body, which is why we can even think about anything to begin with. We are basically just formless energy that is influenced by what is around us, but we can also intentionally give ourselves the energy to influence what is around us or completely change what we are seeing by directing our consciousness towards one of these realities that we are exposed to via soft photons.
People, they come together. People, they fall apart.
What's your conclusion to this?
Conclusion. Thanks if you read this far. I got some comments on my post recently telling me that there's no science to back shifting up, so here it is. If you are still a skeptic, I really encourage you to actually look into all this, because it makes so much more sense to me now that I understand some of this stuff.
Oh my god, yeah. No, all the scientific links that he did.
Yeah, no, that was
like, yeah.
Like, there was like a picture of a solar system that was not in any way to scale, obviously. Mm-hmm.
He did spend most of the post describing relatively accurate, like, science, and then say a different thing that use some of the words.
I did.
Yeah, man,
so.
he sourced scienceabc.com, who have a post called, "Does water really conduct electricity?" They're like, that proves that part.
I did like the link to the Journal of Draco Malfoy's dong.
Wait, is that a journal written by
yes.
the dong?
Or yeah, no, it's just a journal. Hey, woke up again, hard, had to pee, you know, like, this just
I'm gonna need a kind of peer thing. Review.
God.
Wow.
Oh, fucking people are exhausted.
You talking to us?
Yes.
Fuck you too, Frank.
Fuck you.
Oh, well, I'm just going to shift out of here then.
Oh, sorry. It's
how long was I out? I just got back to my chair.
Oh, man, Ganymede, your clone is so much funnier than
you are. Could you shut down
your
the
clone
enemies?
Did great, yeah. Man. What a funny clone that was.
Oh, that's so fucked up. I can never meet her and learn from her.
Shift on out of here, baby.
I'm destined to live in her shadow.
Ships in the night.
Very good. All right, F+, what do you think we learned tonight?
I'm shifting to a more successful podcast where I get paid. Like Frank West.
Oh. I'm actually you, shifted.
Oh, so. Shit. Well, that makes a lot of yeah. sense, actually. I've, yeah.
It's not the mm-hmm. podcast that's the problem. You just need the right sugar daddy, baby.
Oh. I tried shifting to another podcast, but I ended up paying Frank more money.
Yeah, yeah, really, I fucked up. And I didn't even have the orange that I thought I did.
That's why I'm back here.
I want to be sympathetic to the youth of today so bad.
Bad?
It's hard sometimes is all.
This does all speak to, like, fault. Desire and repression and stuff, right? Like, this is kind of yeah. venting in some way.
Yeah, no, it
except
is.
Maybe the guy who wants to go to the shallows to meet with Twilight.
Oh, damn, we never even touched upon that.
Oh. That's okay, now we did.
I never even got to say Tulpa. Shit.
For $5, Bunny Bread will say Tulpa. Yeah.
If you'd like to
I'll
shift
only
to
say
reality,
it for Frank
Bunny
West.
Bread
I want the money that
Tulpa.
He has.
After I read the script, Bunny Bread did say Tulpa. I will hear him say Tulpa. I can hear him say Tulpa.
I have heard him. Also, I am enough.
I was rewatching that that folding ideas thing about the geocentrist that tricked astrophysicists into being in their stupid documentary, which is delightful if you haven't seen it. But there's backstory about, like, these people that are, like, you know, they think that that everything revolves around the Earth, and, like, why do you think that? And it's like, well, if that wasn't true, then they were wrong to persecute people, and, like, if the church was ever wrong, then that would make me question things, and, like, I would rather not do that, so therefore, like, everything revolves around the Earth is really what that comes down to. Like,
I would,
like,
feel icky otherwise.
Yeah, like, I would have to, like, rethink things, and I'd rather not. Yeah. And there's something about this seems like from the things you can glean about these posters that, like, their life's not super going the best. And the way that they choose to respond to that is, like, yeah, but, like, I'm actually pretty cool and sexy.
Yeah, they're...
In a way that you can't see.
Yeah, they're, like, their thing was, like, this is real because you can't control it. You're just a normal person. It's reality. But all of them are, like, I'm the best, most specialist person, and I control every aspect of this reality, every single part of it.
Yeah!
I never have my period. Like, there's never one.
Yeah, like... It's real, it's real, it's real, but then they get to, like, create an entire wish list that is just granted by the king of the cosmos or whatever.
It's people who, for whatever reason, don't want to call a spade when referring to just, like, imagining things. And I think that that's really well demonstrated by the last thing that we read, where, like, there's this extremely scientific language attempt to justify like the belief, but then once you get to Hogwarts, magic just works. You don't need to like, you don't need to figure out the science of how Wingardium Leviosa makes shit fly. You're just there, and it just works now.
And if you want to shift to reality where discussion forums are still a thing, you don't need to, because they still are at ballpit, ballp.it.
Oh my god, it's 2022, or perhaps the future from there, and I'm on a PHP bulletin board?
Yep, you are.
It's vintage. We're doing it ironically.
Yeah.
Something's gone wrong.
It's like cassette tapes. Bye.
Aqua. Yeah. Aqua.
Blake Lively.
Come on, Barbie. Let's go, Barbie.
Welcome to the F Plus Podcast, an alternate reality where terrible things are read with enthusiasm. And today's recording, we have Levin.
Sorry.
You're sorry?
That's good, that's good. That'll work. Keep going.
Buddy Brad.
I'm sorry, you're the lemon.
Oh, I don't want that to be my
yes, that's it.
Why are you making fun of you?
No. You get one shot at this, baby. You can't shift a reality where you thought of something smart.
Why did you just say I'm
you're
sorry?
You're keeping that.